Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Word of Mouth, where we explore the fascinating connection between your oral health and your overall well-being. I am your co-host for the day, Jeremy Wolf, joined by your host, Dr. Alex Semide. Dr. Alex,
hello, everybody.
Good to see you here again so soon.
Likewise, my good man.
So we were just talking about mouth cancer. Had some wonderful tidbits and pieces of wisdom for folks out there, and I thought a good topic of conversation now would be to talk a little bit about your bite in dentistry and why it's important. So with that said, like what is meant by your quote unquote your bite in dentistry and why is it important?
All right. So let's sink our teeth into this, shall we?
Ooh.
So what is your bite? I'm going to start off with a little bit of like dental nerd terminology here. Occlusion. Have you ever heard the term occlusion
before? I have heard occlusion. But if asked to define it, draw in a blank.
Okay, cool. That's why I'm here. So occlusion is the term that we use in dentistry for how your teeth fit together. All right, your teeth are meant to fit together like a puzzle. I always explain it like two gears, right? Like the cogs and two gears kind of interlacing and working seamlessly with each other, right? Now,
makes sense.
That is the case when our maxilla, which is our top jaw, and our mandible, which is our bottom jaw, develop normally, and all of the teeth have space and room and are aligned, and that way they get to fit together the right way. Okay, we've talked about in previous episodes reasons for our jawbones not developing all the way, right? These things can carry on from like childhood into adulthood, habits and dietary habits and genetics, of course, all sorts of different factors play into this this scenario, right? This setup of our teeth. Now, anything that deviates from this ideal setup that we were just talking about, we call malocclusion, right? So it's like occlusion that ain't quite what it should be, right? Now, this can be crowding, which everyone knows about. This can be like big gaps in your teeth. This can be overbites and underbites and you know, all of those things, okay? Now, some overbite, right, is a good thing. Like we don't want our teeth, right? Think about those gears again, right? They kind of interlace. If those cogs were to hit edge to edge, those gears would break down pretty quickly, right? So sometimes folks think, oh, my teeth should be hitting on top of each other for my teeth to be set up right. No, there's kind of an overlap and a certain way that things need to be distributed, okay? Now, what happens when things aren't lined up properly, right? Let's talk about alignment in general. And let's talk about the tires on your car. What happens when your tires aren't aligned properly?
What happens when my tires aren't aligned properly? The car will not drive straight, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it wobbles, right? Like the driving experience is impacted, but your tires are going to wear unevenly, right? Because they're not all facing the same direction. They're not all balanced the same way. So you end up getting bald spots on a tire earlier than you should. You may have like to replace your tires sooner. And it's all because of the alignment of the tires. Now, with your teeth, like the same sort of thing happens. If things aren't aligned properly and your bite isn't set the right way, like now we're going to start putting excess force and pressure in certain spots more than others. Right? So those teeth end up with like these traumatic bites where every time that we talk and chew and clench and grind because our boss is like pissing us off and like we're gnashing on our teeth, like now instead of like all of our teeth absorbing all of that pressure, we have certain teeth that are suffering more than others. And we call that a traumatic bite, right? Now, what can happen from that traumatic bite? We can wear teeth down. We can fracture teeth, literally, like split them in half like a log, right? Where they need to be removed. We can crack them. We can lead to pain. We have issues like actually chewing our food properly, right? It goes downstream. So if you can't chew your food properly because your teeth aren't meeting the right way, that can lead to digestive issues, right? Because your stomach is having to pick up that load that your teeth should be, that function that your teeth should be carrying out, right? So it really does play a huge role in the overall stability of someone's oral health to have a proper bite where all of those forces are distributed, and long-term gastrointestinal issues.
Are there any other issues that can come from having issues with your bite in terms of other areas of your body besides digestion?
Most of those, yeah, absolutely. The TMJ is the big one that comes to mind.
That's right? Lockjaw, like, isn't it?
That's lockjaw is one of the kind of the TMJ is kind of like an umbrella term for things that aren't quite right with your temporomandibular joint, with your jaw joint, right? And lockjaw can happen. That's one of the symptoms that you can experience if you do have some sort of issue with your TMJ. It can be jaw pain, right? It can be difficulty, like you said, lockjaw, even if it's not totally locked, but a decreased range of motion, jaw, like muscle fatigue. Like, a lot of people will wake up in the morning feeling like they've been chewing gum all night, right? And it's because they've been clenching or grinding, and malocclusion can be one of the risk factors for clenching and grinding because your mouth can't find a nice stable position to sort of rest in, right? So you're constantly like struggling to find a proper place for your jaws to kind of rest against each other.
What are some common signs that indicate there could be a problem with the bite, and how does that, I guess, change? Because I have kids and they're getting braces now. So I'd imagine that for a lot of people, these issues are addressed at youth, but for somebody that maybe hasn't addressed at youth, is there a point where it becomes too far gone to fix? How does that work? What is the, I don't know, I guess kind of talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. I mean, like with everything, right? The sooner we catch things, the easier it is to fix. And malocclusion is generally a much more straightforward problem to solve with kids because their bones are much softer. You get to move things around a lot easier.
Yeah.
So definitely if we see early on, there's one of these like jawbone development issues, the sooner we catch that and we use expanders and you know, headgear and things like that. Right? When folks back in the day had the headgear and they looked like they were picking up, you know, AM, FM signals, that was moving and expanding the palate or the jawbone in order to accommodate and have it expand to have enough room for teeth to settle the bite. So the earlier things are picked up, obviously the easier it is. As we get into adulthood, orthodontics still work very, very well, but it isn't as impactful as it is with kids, right? You know, whether it's fixed appliances like the traditional braces, right? Brackets and wires bonded to your teeth, or clear aligners like Invisalign or ClearCorrect. We have great options to correct a lot of these problems and ultimately improve the occlusion to make it more stable and hopefully, you know, avoid all of these issues down the line.
So aside from traditional braces or Invisalign, which I'd imagine is probably more prevalent for adults that are trying to correct their teeth, are there any other things that can be done? Are there any other treatment options out there that anybody should know about?
There are some other appliances that are sometimes utilized. I would say between fixed appliances and Invisalign or clear aligners in general, we're tackling, you know, 99% of occlusion issues, right? And solving them in a way that's predictable and comfortable and you know, accessible to patients. Sometimes, like I said, there's other appliances, gear, expanders that need to be brought into the mix. But with traditional orthodontics and clear aligners, we can fix, like I said, 99% of occlusal issues.
Are there any, I guess, misconceptions or myths that you run into concerning the importance of your bite that you'd like to address? Maybe something that you've heard from all a patient. What type of things are you hearing?
The number one thing is really like people feel and think that straight teeth are for good looks, you know? And yes, straight teeth are more attractive, no doubt about it. There's all sorts of studies as to, you know, the psychological impact that it has to meet someone that has an attractive smile versus a non-attractive smile. Like we actually perceive them as being more competent, right? Like you think someone with a good smile is just by meeting them might be smarter than someone without a good smile. It's bizarre, but that's what the literature shows. But yeah, all the time we have these conversations with people at the office. And what we hear is, I thought straightening my teeth was just for it to look better, right? They didn't understand the profound impact that it was going to have on their oral health, right? Just think about this. If you have a bunch of teeth that are, you know, really crowded and difficult to get in between, is that going to be easier or harder to keep clean and keep those gums healthy and keep those teeth healthy as opposed to teeth that are lined up and accessible to your toothbrush and floss? Right. It's a no-brainer, right? The straighter things are, the easier you can take care of them, right? The cleaner you're going to be able to keep your mouth, the fresher your breath is going to be, and the better and more stable your bite will be so that you don't run into these other issues down the line.
Yeah, for sure. And I can speak to that to some degree because, as you know, I have three fake teeth over here, and in flossing under there, I have that little, I forgot what it's called, the little floss threader thing. What is it called?
Yep. Floss threader.
A threader. There you go. That's the word I'm looking for. And every night I gotta put the threader through and do the whole thing. So it just makes
you
it
should a try little super bit floss.
Super floss?
Yeah. I'm gonna try super floss.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds super.
So I'll explain it real quick because I think it is a great tool for folks. Super floss is a piece of floss. It's about 18 inches long, and the first like 3 or 4 inches are waxed. So it's firm, it's soft, but firm. And then the next segment of the floss is thicker and kind of ropier. So you use the waxed portion to get under, in your case, your bridge.
Ah, right? So you can just, you it's harder, through. So you can just thread it through without the threader. Ah, exactly.
It's a really neat little gadget. And for bridges, I recommend them all the time.
All right. Well, I'm definitely going to get myself some super floss, no doubt.
There you go.
All right. And anything else?
Well, I expect some sort of cut out of this promo for the super floss.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. And anything else you want to touch on before we wrap this one up?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of key points that I wanted to make for folks that are, you know, wondering about their bite and, you know, curious as to whether or not it's something that should be looked into a little bit further. We do offer complimentary consultations for orthodontic treatment at the office. All of our contact info will be below. You know, just reach out either on social or give us a call and we'll get you in. We can have a conversation. We'll actually analyze your occlusion digitally, and you'll be able to see if you do have any problem areas, and then we'll discuss what we can do about it.
All right. Sounds good, my man. Always a pleasure. Thanks as always to our listeners for tuning in, and we will catch everyone next time on the next episode. Word of mouth.
Keep smiling, folks.
All right, everyone, take care. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us on Word of Mouth. Remember, a healthy smile is a reflection of your well-being. Until next time, keep smiling and caring for your dental health. We'll be back soon with more dental insights.